Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. The steady stream of crews and cargo ships entering the port of Miami is one of the signature images of this place. And they're all driven by a highly trained group of sea captains, also known as harbor pilots. Just before the ships make their way into and out of the port, the ship captains turn over control to the harbor pilots. There have only been 44 since the Biscayne Bay Pilots Association was founded in 1911, and they've seen a lot of change. The port is undergoing an ambitious expansion project, which includes a controversial plan to blast 8 feet out of the bottom of the port to allow larger ships to pass. Under the Sun's Ariana Prothero has more on the Biscayne Bay pilots.
Dodge Island is the cruise and shipping hub of Miami. It's an industrial strip of land surrounded by Caribbean blue water. And jetting around the port on a clear Saturday morning is Captain Andy Melick. He's calm and tall and thin with sandy brown hair.
We're in the pilot boat now, and we're going to drive down to the mouth of the Miami River, where the ship is coming out of the river, and then we'll get on the ship from the pilot boat.
For 15 years, it's been Andy's job to take over for the captain and navigate the ships in and out of government cut, which is basically like a giant driveway for Port Miami. Andy grew up far away from the ocean in rural Pennsylvania.
I've always been attracted to wide open spaces. I mean, whether it was out in the fields or out in the country, and certainly the ocean is a wide open space. I think it's just the idea of freedom, you know, being kind of independent and, you know, the horizon.
Getting on the ship requires the pilot boat captain to drive up alongside the ship as both are moving at about 6 miles per hour. Then he has to tip the nose of the pilot boat inward toward the ship ever so slightly so that the current literally pins the pilot boat to the side of the ship. That helps keep the boat steady enough for Andy to climb a ladder onto the cargo ship, and that's not easy. Some of the ships that come through the port can be really big, like the Panamax cargo ships.
If you put this ship on its end, stood it upright, it would be taller than any building in Miami.
And pilots often have to climb onto ships in 10 or even 12-foot swells. Port Miami is especially hard to navigate. There's little room for error because the channels are narrow and the bottom of the bay is hard limestone rock. Every time the tide goes out, the water leaving the bay is funneled through the narrow channel. Not only does that create a strong current in government cut, it also creates tall waves as the outgoing water hits wind coming in from the east.
Get up there. I'm going to talk to the captain right away and get the ship. Okay, bye-bye, sir. Bye-bye. So everything's working okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you got it? Or no?
Okay,
no.
Take it. Okay.
Today, Andy is training Jeffrey Poole. He's a new harbor pilot.
Half ahead.
Steady, Chigo.
120.
Once on board, Andy takes command while Jeff watches closely.
The numbers that he's calling out, mm-hmm. Those are the courses that Captain Melick's given to the helmsman.
Courses are basically sailor speak for directions.
And all the pilots, you know, especially the guys that have been here for years and years and years, they pretty much have the exact courses memorized, ingrained into their heads.
Before they can even apply for the job, harbor pilots have to be experienced sailors first. Andy spent 15 years sailing around the world before he even took the test to become a pilot. And as part of the test, Andy had to draw the entire port from memory. That means memorizing thousands of details.
I wrote out this list, which is every single piece of information that I was going to have to put on the chart.
There's the depth of the water in hundreds of different places, the characteristics and location of every buoy, the land formations, the protected areas. That's 70 pages of typed, single-spaced information.
I memorized this, so I went in there with a blank sheet of paper. I could just, you know, recalled this stuff starting at the beginning and wrote it down, and it took 3 or 4 hours, but I got it all on the chart.
But once you pass the test, you still have to go through a couple years of on-the-job training, like Jeff's doing, to become a full pilot.
And then I showed up in September. And the first 4 months that I was here were strictly as an observer. And in that regard, you know, I would go onto the ships with the senior pilots.
Like Andy?
Like Captain Melick, yes, ma'am. And I'd watch him, and then, you know, he would tutor me on exactly, you know, all the local knowledge and nuances that all the pilots develop and retain after, you know, so many years of service.
Knowing the port inside and out has been a cornerstone of the job long before there was a Biscayne Bay Pilots Association. For example, in the 1700s, people tapped into the local knowledge of a group of Bahamian islanders. They were known for their ability to navigate South Florida's tricky waters. And a lot rests on a pilot's shoulders. One mistake on Andy's part could have major consequences. In the mid-1920s, after a bay pilot ran a ship aground, a combination of low tide and strong winds caused the ship to capsize.
Well, it happened in 1926 when the real estate boom was already collapsing, but this really put the nail in the coffin because for 6 weeks there were 11 ships trapped inside the port that couldn't get out and dozens of other ships that couldn't come in. So all the construction materials that were needed for these ongoing building projects couldn't be supplied. And between that and the hurricane, which occurred later in that year, I mean, Miami suffered. People just left.
The destinies of Miami, the port, and its pilots have been intertwined for a century now.
And the port has grown throughout that 100 years, and we've been an integral part of that whole growth process.
And to Andy, the current port expansion isn't just about increased commerce. It's also a chance to pilot some of the biggest ships in the world. For Under the Sun, I'm Ariana Prothero.
Captain Andy Melick wrote a book called A Century of Service, A History of the Biscayne Bay Pilots. You can go to WLRNunderthesun.org to see photos and videos of Andy at work and to see a photo of a harbor pilot drawing a map of the bay from memory. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch and associate producer Trina Sargowski. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.